Shabbos and Elayim, Be'ez Hashem, Parshas Bahalozcha. And the Torah has a presentation towards the middle of the Sedra about the fashioning and the use of chatzotras, certain trumpets. The Torah says in Perek Yud, starting Pasuk Aleph, by the verse of Shalimor, Aselech Hoshtei Chatzotras, Kesef Moshe is told to make two trumpets out of silver, Mikshot HaSosam, and it says, Ra'il Chol Mikro Ha'edol Amasas HaMachanos, and it will be for you to summon the assembly and to get the camps to move. And then the Torah goes on to describe that depending upon which particular sounds are made with these chatzotras, the message is different. So it says, if there, you sound the tekiah, so then, that's a signal that everybody is summoned to come to the Ohel Moed. In Bachasi's skull, they blow only one of them, so then, Rosh Alfa Yisrael, don't only the Nesiim have to come. And if there's a tour, so when also machnas achonim kedra, and then the people from the east would start to move. Again, all the signals, different sounds from the chatzotzos, the trumpets represented different signals. Then it says in Pasuk Ches, "Uvnei Aaron haKohanim yizku b'chatzotzos." It's the job of the children of Aaron, the Kohanim, to blow the chatzotzos. That's ha'ulacham l'chuka asoma doroseichem. That's a chok. And then the last two psukim, probably the most famous psukim of this little section, is the Kisavol milchamim b'artzechem. There'll be a war. Al atzar atzar etzchem. Against some enemy that is causing you suffering. You blow truths, and you'll be remembered and you'll be saved from your enemies. And on a positive side, in Pasuk Yud, this is a Pasuk that's quoted in the Shofar section of the and on the days of rejoicing on Yontif and on Rosh Chodesh, Uskatan Chatzotzos, Al Oseichem, you have to blow these Chatzotzos together with certain Karbanos. Okay, those are 10 psukim, one little section of Parshas Bahalosa. This mitzvah to blow Chatzotzos is found in the Rambam. And the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam writes in Mitzvahs HaSei Nunta, we'll see. I don't know if I get to that, we'll see. It says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam Mitzvahs HaSei Nuntes, He Shatzivonu Liskor B'Chatzotzos B'Mikdash Yimakrovos Kol Karbon Mikarbonai Amodos. There's a mitzvah to sound these chatzotzos in a Beis HaMikdash in association with the offering of various karbonos relating to the Moadim, and he quotes, the Rambam quotes the Pasuk. The mitzvah of the day on these days is to blow the chatzotzos, and then the Rambam adds, "V'chein anachnu mitzuvim liskor b'chatzotzos b'itos hatzorech v'hatzoros." We are also likewise commanded to sound the chatzotzos at a time of need, there's some type of tragedy. Kishen nizak v'nei Hashem Yisbarach, when we cry out, when we daven takarish baruch, it's proper to blow the chatzotzos. Who Amro, and that's what the Pasuk says, V'chisavo mechon v'aretzchem ha'atzar atzar esem v'gomer. That's the Rambam in Mitzvah Saseh Nun Pesh in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Sounds like, if we read the Rambam simply, that there is a mitzvah to blow the chatzotzos, aside from the association with the karbonos, which wouldn't apply today, but the mitzvah to blow the chatzotzos, the itos hatzorech v'atzoros, that's the Russian that we have here in other versions of Rambam, base hatzoros hatzukos, the same general idea. The time of suffering, a time of tragedy, a time of need, and we're calling out our Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's proper to sound the chatzotzos. That's the Rambam in Mitzvahs Esei Nun Tes of the Sefer HaMitzvahs.
And
similarly,
at a gathering pool,
it sounds like as a tefillah. Because again, just to read the words of the Rambam, he says, Kishe Nizak, Lifnei Hashem, at the same time as we're calling out. So it sounds like, well, I don't know if I could prove it from here, but it sounds like it's just part of tefillah.
If you're saying there's the custom, does it matter why?
Okay, no, we're going to, well, we'll see, possibly.
Only you might make a difference just in practicality if we don't have to call people together.
Right, they're there already. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalad, and our Sedra, also Mitzvah Tekiah Chatzotzos B'Mikdash U'B'Mulchama. Again, there's some talking about Magnish, some talking about why the Rambam, it sounds like the two different mitzvahs. You know, one is to blow the Chatzotzos with the Karbonos, and one is in association with the Rambam lumps them together. That's not my topic tonight. The Chinuch also lumps them together. It's called Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalad. It's called Mitzvah Tekiah Chatzotzos B'Mikdash U'B'Mulchama. So it says, let's go over chatzos and mikdash b'chol yom, b'akriv kol kovon uchmo keim v'shas chatzos, and he quotes the psukim. Anyway, towards the end, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, I mean, first in the middle he speaks about the purpose of chatzos is to create kavona. Okay, Mishor Shah Mitzvah, to keep people's Kavana focus on the Kavana, so the Sound of the Chatzotzos gives a person his Orus, wakes a person up, so to speak. And he says, Yesh Toelas Nimtza Bekola Chatzotzos V'Yadomu L'Vadai Sosa Kavana Ki Bekola Chatzotzos V'Yadomu L'Vadai Sosa Kavana Ki Bekola Chatzotzos V'Yadomu You'll remove other thoughts in your head, so the Chatzotzos help you focus on crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end, the Sefer Chinuch writes, he seems to say his understanding was they blew it every day. It says the Rambam suggests that it was only time of Moadim. But anyway, he writes, "V'avru al zeh ha'kohanim v'lo sakru b'shas ha'korban." If the Kohanim don't blow the chatzos the time of the korban, "V'chein im lo sakru beis ha'tzora bitlu asei zeh." Likewise, they don't blow the shofar the time of some type of a tzora bitlu asei zeh. This mitzvah say has been foregone, the opportunity to do a mitzvah say. From both the Rambam and from the Sefer Chinuch, the implication is that this mitzvah, this simple implication, it should apply today also, that when we get together, let's say on a Thursday or some other occasion, to quiet our Kadosh Baruch Hu, we should also astound the Chatzosis. The Rambam in Hilchos Tainis here.
Is there a manager that needs to do that? So that
is there? We'll see. The Rambam talks about that. We'll get to that. Again, they didn't say that. Neither the Chinuch nor the Rambam made that clear. The Rambam, famous Rambam actually, in Hilchos Tanios, or the same Yeshivas, Hilchos Tanios, so it's Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, famous Rambam, the Rambam writes, here it is, Mitzvah Asei Min HaTorah Lizok, there's a mitzvah say from the Torah to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haria b'chatzotzos and to sound the chatzotzos al kol tzora shetavala tzibur. That one here says tzibur, Yaakov, tzibur. Any tzora that comes to the tzibur. Shenemar, our posuk, al atzara tzoresham arasam chatzotzos, klomar, kol dover shi yatzer lochem, anything which causes you suffering, kigon batzores, the dever, the arve, all types of natural disasters, you know, that affect the crops and so on, drought and a famine, etc., or plague of locusts that attack the fields. Zaku alein v'haril. You should cry out to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you should sound the chatzos. That's what it sounds like in the Rambam. Sound the chatzos. Part of the tefillah. In fact, just as an aside, the Ramban, who famously argues with the Rambam regarding the mitzvah tefillah. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah writes at the beginning that the mitzvah tefillah applies every day. The Rambam says the mitzvah to daven that Kodesh Baruch every single day, and the Ramban says no, the only time there's an absolute mitzvah is based tzara. It's based on these psukim. So, and the Rambam writes, "Dover zen halacha beis midarka tshuva hi." This is an expression of tshuva. Shebizman shetavo tzora, when some type of disaster comes upon the tzibur, v'yizaku aleh v'yariyo, they'll cry about it to Hashem, you'll call out to Hashem, and you'll sound the chatzosis. Yedu akol shebiglam ma'aseh maram horlehen, and we'll realize why we're suffering, and it'll cause people to do tshuva, etc. And then the Rambam writes Halacha Gimel, this is not germane directly to our subject for tonight, but it's a worthwhile Rambam to know. He says, if somebody won't do it, and anybody says, the trouble is that's the way it works, you know, it's a part of the cycle of nature or whatever. So now we're suffering, it's got nothing to do with us. The Rambam writes, Harei Zu Derech Achzorios, an unusual word, Derech Achzorios, a vicious type of approach. Okay, anyway, but the Rambam here also, Nochos Tainis, lumps the mitzvah of using the chatzotzos together with the concept of tefillah of crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of great need, at the time of great sorrow. So the question, of course, is, I'm assuming none of us here have ever heard the chatzotzos sounded in conjunction with a fast day or in conjunction with any type of tzora. And the question is, why not? Why don't we blow the chatzotzos today? Why don't we have chatzotzos? You can go to the Machon HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. You can go to the, go to the Machon HaMikdash, they have chatzotzos. So anyway, anyone can make him. You can make chatzotzos. Why don't it sound from the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Sefer Chinuch and the Rambam and the Hilchos Tainis? So why don't we incorporate blowing these trumpets, blowing some type of silver trumpets, together with our tefillah? This is not my kasha. This is the Magen Avraham's kasha. Magen Avraham asked this question in Orach Chaim Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Vav. Magen Avraham writes, there's no sitkot in this book. It's like his introduction to Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Vav. Kots of a Rambam. He quotes the Rambam, Mitzvah says in Atar Lizak Le Bechatzos, etc. Al-Kol Tzor Shal Tavala, you know, all the things that we read. Then he writes, In addition to that, there's a mitzvah list anos, that's what Masechet Tainus is about, and we do very shortly with the fast, whenever there's a Torah. Those who learn Masechet Tainus know that when there was a drought, the whole series of fasts, you know, Monday and Thursday, and different Tanius Tzibur, that were instituted for either fast, or either fast of a day of a war, yeah.
Practically, do I go through Masechet Tainus? And actually do it when having a fast.
Right, do we actually do that at all today? Okay, it's a fair point. Do we have that extended Shemoneh Esrei, for example, the extra tefillahs? Okay,
you know,
good. Okay, good. Enochanami. It's a good point. We'll come back to it. Or a form of the tefillah. Anyway, the...
The question is, we have the
whole Mizrach, Okay, let's see.
That's the White House.
Yeah, that's the thing. The tainus, you could argue, okay, there are bonon hemom hemom, but here it's the chasot sound like it's in the Torah. Let's see.
Actually,
we don't do it, but Yitzchak's point is well taken. But anyway, the Mogen Avraham quotes the Magid Mishnah. And from the base of Rashba, shofar or chatzotz. Some people say either shofar or chatzotz. Anyway, the Rambam writes, and here's what I wanted to get to: Vani tama lama ain't anonogin l'skar be sara. Okay, why don't we do that? Why when there's some base sara? Why not? Why don't we do it? Rafal pishen tainus tibur b'vavel. The Gemara says in Vavel, you know, you can't declare tainus tibur, but still mikal makwal omido raisa mitzvah l'skar below tainus. It's like you're saying, the time is over Baran. This is a derisa. So why is it that when there's some type of a communal tragedy and so on, some type of a need, why aren't we blowing the chatzotas? That's the kasher from the Magen Avraham over here in the beginning of Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Vav. So on the side of the page, the commentary, the Nesiv Chaim, one of the printed on the regular page in the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the Magen Avraham, Nir Beina, Belilo Kasher, there's no kasher. The Ha Mikra Malehu, he says, because what does the Pasuk say? Pasuk in our sedra, it was Pasuk test, it says, B'chisavo milchama be'artzachem. It's only when there's some type of milchama in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we're going with Bahariel Simachatzel, the Nimsa Shah Mitzah says in a Torah be'Eretz Yisrael. The only time is the rice in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah.
Well, didn't the Magen Avraham just only talk about
Bavel,
talk about outside
Eretz
Yisrael?
Right, that's we haven't solved the problem as to why it shouldn't apply inside Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Right, there's Yisrael answering for the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham lived in Europe. So he said, no problem, because we don't live in Eretz Yisrael. That may not wash today. But obviously, let's see what the Yisrael says. Again, mitzvah say min atar be'eretz Yisrael. V'zeh shekasuv ha-Rambam, and that's what the Rambam meant, umarim b'chatzos b'vad b'gvun, hanu chutz l'miktosh, or b'kol mekum b'eretz Yisrael dafka. That was the Rambam says, that they blow the chatzos with b'gvun, and that's okay, that means outside the miktosh, but still, it's in Eretz Yisrael. The same comment is found, we'll see why in a moment, in the Korban Asano. Korban Asano is in Tainus. You have it here? Yeah. Sorry. The Korban Asano in Tainus, Perek Gimel, Os, Lamed. Just for your edification, as we'll see in a second. But the Korban Asano is a commentary on the Rosh. Korban Asano in Perek Gimel, Os, Lamed. Let's find it here. Os Lamed. Kosa Rambam, Perek Al, he quotes the Rambam, and then he, quotes the Magen Avraham's Kasha, and he gives the same answer. He says, Lilo Kasha, Mir Baha Mikra Mole Vichisalo Ba'artzachem. Okay, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Nimsa Shemitzah Zem Atar Ba'artz Yisrael. V'zesh Shekos Maram Marim Be'achotzu B'vah B'gulim Hanu Chutzu Mikdash Mekom Mokom Eretz Yisrael Dafke. Not much the same thing. And it's not a surprise because the Korban Asano and the Siv Chaim both written by the same person. So, he's consistent in his presentation, both of these places, both in his commentary on the Rosh and in his commentary on the Sadi Shohar, and the Korban Asano says that it's only in Eretz Yisrael. He is not alone in giving this Torah to the Magen Avraham's Kasha. The Prima Godin, the Prima Godin, let's see inside, the Prima Godin again in the same Simon. The Prima Godin commenting on that Magen Avraham. find it a moment. Here it is. The not Tishabel, just a moment. Yeah. The Prima Gadim commenting on that same Magen Avraham in Siman Tafkuf Ayin Hay. I'm sorry. I gotta bring it from home. Print this as well. Okay. Anyway, the Prima Gadim mentions Yaakov, real question, so we'll come back to it. So Prima Gadim, he's commenting on Magen Avraham, so it's not Sivkotin, there's no Sivkotin, it's the introduction. So he named Tzibur Tzarchin Kol Be'asar Mikri Tzibur. What does Tzibur mean? You know, we said this whole thing, the sound of trumpets in the Tzibur, so Yaakov asked before, what's the Tzibur, you know? So Prima Gadim is Mesupik about it. This is the Ishla Avraham. On that Tzim and Tafkuf Ayin Rav, he said that maybe 10 people is a Tzibur. A million, very often referred to a million as a Tzibur. Oh, Shema Dafka be'Eretz Yisrael. Or does it mean the Tzibur of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael? Kemosha Kasa Ba'artzichem. Like the Pasuk says, that's what Nesiv Chaim said, the Kabbalah Sana, it says Ba'artzichem. Then he writes, Chas Shalom, Kishiyesh Tzar Aharov, Ozu Mitzvah Seyma, Sheim Ken Kahol, Kichidim Danu, Shuhachi Ein Token Hayom. He says, well, we never have, Baruch Hashem, I guess, we never have a tzara that impacts all of Klal Yisrael. He says, a particular community, a kol, it would have to be a tzar for the rove of Klal Yisrael. But today, Mashem can call, a kol is ki yechidim damin. That's like individuals, and therefore he says, mishum hachi ein token hayom. That's the Prima Gadim. Again, it could be, could argue that it's different today, when you have the rove of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael and so on.
I think I believe that when a great gadol dies, you know, like there was...
The
streets were flooded with maple people.
No, but
everybody felt it.
That's an avelis. That's a sin. And that's not here's someone who's suffering to commit a disaster, the lives in danger, a plague, a drought. Right, no, hold on. Right, that's so again, we have to understand that these poskim are writing the time when you didn't really have any, you know, every Jewish community was kind of on its own. You had a little steppo here and a city there and so on. The program is saying that since we don't have, again, one could argue today is different. I agree with you.
Right, that's true. Why didn't you say Yizaku?
Right, they didn't make a distinction.
He was talking about that there was
that's
a communal event, and he made
Yizaku. Enochanami.
I think we've done the Pasuk.
Right.
On Akari, right? He said
yes, next in Halach Gimel, yeah.
Enochanami. No matter how many people are in Eretz Yisrael, they're considered Klal, no? So
right, that's a, then, right, right.
Even then, even if there were 100 people, they still would be a Klal.
That's a question. It's true that the Gemara, where's the Gemara of Rozor? I think there's a Gemara that says, based on a Pasuk, a Kahal Gadol, and a Roch Hamas, it's a Pasuk in Melochim, it is called Kahal. I have to double check that. There might be a minimum number, I don't remember. I better double check. I know the Shekh has an article in Sefer and yeah. Right. Okay. He doesn't say. See, he says. Huh? I think it was called Gidra Hayuchsin Buma Yisrael. He has an essay. What's called Klal Yisrael? Who's in power? I think. But it's based on the word. It says Kahal Gadol and Pasuk by Shalom Aleichem. It says Kahal Gadol and Roch Hamas. Malchum Mitzrayim. Right. That's the point. So okay. Anyway, that's the Prima Gadol over here.
Prima Gadol was wrong about Eretzel. He was saying
right. He's saying not right. Right. That's in the Esau of Rom. In the Mishpat Zav, those are not familiar, just mentioned briefly, the Prima Gadim is a twin commentary, side by side. One is, let's say, an Aruchayim, he comments, the two major commentaries in Shulchan Aruch and Aruchayim are the Magen Avraham and the Torah Zav, the Taz. So he wrote a super commentary on the Magen Avraham, the super commentary on the Taz. So the one on the Magen Avraham is called the Esau of Rom, and the one on the Taz is called the Mishpat Zav. And then in Yeridaya, he has other people who say, it's a commentary on the Shachar Taz. So it's a twin commentary. So that's, what I just read you is from the Eishel Avraham. In the Mishpat Zav, that's a little bit, he for whatever reason puts it in Siman Tov Kuf Ayin earlier on the page. Okay. Yeah, okay, let's see how I find it. In the Mishpat Zav, it's in Tov Kuf Ayin Ches. For whatever reason he incorporates it there, I don't know why. It says Tafkuf Ayin Hay. In my edition home it says Tafkuf Ayin Ches. There might be a printing. Anyway, he mentions over here, he says it's the cotton base. So whichever edition you have, either it'll say Tafkuf Ayin Hay or Tafkuf Ayin Ches. Makes more sense, of course, to be here. But anyway, he says, we quote someone on a wrong, but Tama Lama in Token Ayom, and he says, first of all, he mentions Shasmag Lo Havi Mitzvah Zulisko Beis Atzora. Notes that although the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvah brings it, we saw it inside, the Chinuch brings it, we saw it inside, the Smag, the other major codifier of Mitzvah, Sefer Mitzvah's Gullah, does not quote this as a Mitzvah Ladoras, he doesn't bring it.
No, so he doesn't quote it for
Atzar,
because
Atzar, right.
The Rambam extended.
Right, just from Karbonus Atzar, he doesn't. And the Mitzvah also says, Be'artzachem, and by the way, then he adds something else, which again, was true in the Prima Garden's time, it won't necessarily wash today. He says, and even Be'eretz Yisrael, or Be'eretz Yisrael Gufa, K'she'ein B'yadeinu, when it's not under our jurisdiction, that's not true anymore, it is, at least most of Israel is under our jurisdiction, but in the time of Prima Garden it wasn't, so Yesham Alo, that's not, Mitzarachian. So he mentions these different possibilities. All of this is kind of, sort of neatly summarized in Mishnah Berurah himself, the Mishnah Berurah himself, and again, Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Vav, in Sifkat Na'alef, the Mishnah Berurah begins by quoting that whole passage in the Rambam that we saw, and towards the end of Sifkat Na'alef, the Mishnah Berurah writes, here it is, the Yesh Me'achronim, I'm sorry, the Tom Amog and Avram, the end of Sifkat Na'alef and Tov Kuf Ayin Vav, Tom Amog and Avram, Lama Eina Nogin Litzko Beis Torah, even today, it's Midaraisa, so why not? Nishar b'tzarachian, I'm going to run with an answer. V'yeish me'achonim shetirtu to midaraisa mitzazu noigrach b'eretz Yisrael. Some achonim answer that it's all in Eretz Yisrael. K'ikstiv v'chisol mechom v'artzichem. V'yeish ha'kosu that the primigodim efsar da'af b'eretz Yisrael dafke kishitachas v'shusenu. Maybe the only one that's under our Jewish jurisdiction. The efsar od the dafke kishag zeruhu al rov Yisrael. The gzeru would have to be on the rov of Kal Yisrael. You have to meet all these qualifications. If you don't have all these qualifications, so the mitzvah is inapplicable. The Kapha Chaim, Reit Saidi Posek, again in the same Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Vav, in the end of Sivkot Na'alef, he writes, he quotes in the Harsholom, the Samchu Asnag. Kali So's minig is based upon the smag. Shalom hating mitzvahs of the Wiscal base. Sarah Phil Bremet didn't even hint at it. The smag didn't bring it at all. So he didn't bring it. And he quotes the Prima Garden, there's only there to so and so on. So you put these things together, that's the minig in Kali So. Still, it's less than fully satisfying. Especially since today. What's that?
The
Rove answer still applies. The Rove answer still applies, right.
Unless you say,
although now,
like Islamic.
Threaten the whole world.
It's the same whole world.
And today one can question, and they certainly know it's Yisrael, one can question. So truth of the matter is, I mean, the raya from Artsachem is Lav Dafkarai. I didn't bring the Gemara Shabbos, but Tosos and Shabbos and Afkuf Yud Aleph Beis proves that even when the Torah says the Artsachem, it doesn't always mean as opposed to in Chutz La'aretz. It's an expression, huh?
Right, you would imagine that Yeshua used this one.
Oh, we'll get that in a second. Okay, but even the term Be'artzachem, Tos is talking there about Sirus, about performing an operation on an animal to render the animal incapable of reproducing, spaying an animal. So it says there in the Torah, Be'artzachem lo sasu. The Torah, the Tos is there, says, but it applies not only in Eretz Yisrael, it applies elsewhere also. The only time we have a difference in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzar, it's our agricultural mitzvahs, but a mitzvah of a gufo, in a physical mitzvah that applies in Chutzlaretz too, so that's questionable. But anyway, the Achronim do quote that answer. The truth be told, this question actually is addressed a little bit by Rishonim on the basis of the following Gemara. There's a Gemara in Tainus on Daf Yud Dal and Aleph. The Mishnah had stated that during the fast days for rain, the lack of rain, so there was a whole procedure and they would be masriya, they would sound tour, they would make tour noises. So the Gemara asks in the middle of Daf Yud Dal and Aleph in Tainus, but my masriyan, what do they use to make this noise? Rav Amar Bishofers. Okay, Rav Yehuda Amar Bishofers. Rav Yehuda says, Shofer. Rav Yehuda Bereid Rav Shmuel, a different Rav Yehuda Bereid Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Mishmei the Rav, said the name of Rav, Omar Ba'anenu. They would scream out, Anenu. Says Rashi, what do you mean, Bishofras? Hayu Osin Ha'asros, that's how they used to make these chua sounds, these tooting sounds. The Loshin Ha'asro, Kamo Chua, Stam Chua, Pshutal Fanel Acharel, we know from those who learn Hilchos Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, you know, every time you make a chua, it has to have a tekiah before and a tekiah after. Chua means a broken sound. And a key is a flat sound. A broken sound is always a sound. Even, by the way, it's interesting, even in modern times, when they make like an air raid siren, or a warning sign, and to other places the warning signs are broken, it goes up and down, ooh, and then the all clear is a flat tab, even there. So that's the tekiah and the truah. Right, the truah is the warning sound, and the tekiah is the all clear sign, so to speak. But anyway, so the tekiah, truah, tekiah, and then says the, says Rashi, here in Tanis, the Dal Ralph, the Ahachi Masriim Bishofus, Kiriksibus, Kata Machatotus. A funny comment, Rashi says. Rashi says, and we blow the shofar, as it says, Uskata b'chatzotzos. Well, chatzotzos and shofar aren't the same thing, but Rashi is more or less equating them. He's saying it says chatzotzos, just as a side point, it's not my topic now, but I mentioned earlier that the pasuk from our Sedra is quoted in the shofar section, it's the 10th pasuk. You know, in each of Machas and Chatzotzos and shofars, we have 10 psukim. The 10th pasuk of shofar doesn't mention the word shofar. Right? It mentions chatzotzos. Okay, but Rashi equates them. We're going with token the shofars. Kadesh Yachni Ulibam Lakala Shofar. The people should be humbled by it in their son, the Chatosan, and so on. And when do they do it? They would blow it in conjunction with the extra brachas. The Messiah described, those who learn Tainus know that on a fast, these public fast days, they would add 6 brachas to the Shemoneh Esrei. We have 18 brachas, the 19th, they would add 6 brachas to the Shemoneh Esrei on the Tainus. See what the Messiah's Nigmar discussed, what exactly the text of the bracha was. And they would blow the shofar. Why? Because it says it's got the Mechatzotzos. That's the first opinion of the Gemara. They would, Masriyan doesn't mean they would make a tooting sound with any instrument. Rather, Masriyan Anenu b'kol rom, they would sork in, they would scream. Anenu, Avinu, Anenu, Anelu, Avrom, Anenu. You know, we remember that from Slichas. Anenu, Ke Avrom, Anenu, Anenu, Ke Rishak, Anenu, Anenu, Ke Yaakov, Anenu, 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 without going into the details of that machlokas, but you see already from Rashi, and there's understanding of Gemara really. Gemara is not mentioning chatzotzos. Gemara is talking about fast days of rain. The Torah, the Mishnah uses the term masriyim, but the machlokas is Gemara. Does it mean a shofar, or does it mean a physical masriyim, screaming, anenu, or whatever the tefillah is going to be? So that's the Gemara Tanya stuff, Yudal and all. Bear that in mind, because it's very interesting, the Baal Hamor in Rosh Hashanah, on Davvav Omer Aleph in the pages of the Rif, the Baal Hamor, let's see if we have it here, Bichal. Let's see where they put the Rif in those volumes. Here we are. Okay. The Baal Hamor is the beginning of the third parak of Rosh Hashanah. It's Davvav Omer Aleph in the pages of the Rif. The Baal Hamor writes, Tanya on the Hachav, the Nether of a Mikdash of a Gula, Mokham Shesh Chatzos in Shover, Kaimel on Kihom Asniso, we pass on like this Mishnah that in the Beis HaMikdash they blew Chatzos and the Shofar, but in the Gula and outside the Beis HaMikdash they blew the Shofar, Chatzos without the Shofar. Ani Tama, I'm astonished, says the Baal Hamor, the Masharaisi Mitzuvah Hagonin, Nagu Skol Betainis the Shofar. I don't understand why they're going in, right, the period they're going in, they're chubas, they write, that the minig in those days when they had a fast day, they would sound the shofar. Well, the three Mishnah Zul, but according to this Mishnah here that I'm commenting on, Nira Lanu, Shein on the Skol, Betanez, Begulan, the Chatzotzis. We should blow the Chatzotzis, the Mogan Rom's Kasha. Mogan Rom is asking why in general they'll use it, but the Baal Hamor is focusing at least on the Tainus. Why don't we blow the Chatzotzis? That's the Baal Hamor. The Ran, on the same page, here in the, again, it's page, Rav and Aleph in the pages of the Rif in Rosh Hashanah, the Baal Hamor, Ran, writes, Mokom Sheish Chatzotzis Gon Taniyos Kachwet V'hikshar Ravid. Midamrinim Parakam of the Tainis, the Ravid quotes our Gemara and Tainis I just showed you before, Daf Yadalad, Bamem Masrin, the Shofar, and so on. The Tira, what do you mean, Chatzotzis, the Gemara and Tainis says you Shofar, I just showed you. There's no problem. The Tira, it's the Hochab, it's Kiyash, it's so called Bracha, Bracha, the Osim Sheish Brachas. Here we're talking about that they blew the chatzotzos at the end of each of those 6 extra brachas. Shemosifin. My damir parakana tainis masim b'shofar. How do we show shemarbin betfilah v'tachlon? That's not in the Shemoneh Esrei. That's in part of the general extra prayers that they would say. So that's not a bomb. That's how they're around. Quotes they arrived at making the distinction. When they had the extra brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei, then they would talk and use the chatzotzos. They use the shofar in some of these extra tefilas. And he said, now, how do we know? Because we even see this in Mandomer, says you don't even use any instrument, you just scream out, right? Hanadika Mandomer Hoss, name of Shiloh Pet. Okay? Fine. Aval Rabin Azrachi Halevi, that's the Baal Hamor's name, the Baal Hamor is Rabin Azrachi Halevi. Aval Azrachi Halevi, Kosser, Shirah, Bechulas Hagonim, Zal Shinogli, Skorbe, Tennis, Bishofer, altogether. And he quotes Yerushalmi like that, it sounds like it's Taka with the Chatzotzes, Taka with the Shofer, even on the Tainis, and, Therefore, the Balamora, he says, the time of learning is different. We have to figure out exactly, you know, work out these sukkahs. Anyway, he says, Well, you only have the chatzotos when it's all of Klal Yisrael, or there's some kind of assembly, like the pasuk says, and has said, when you can summon all the eidah together, because that's the issue, when you have the opportunity at least to summon everybody, then you can talk about chatzotos, otherwise and so forth. So says the Ram. The Ramban doesn't understand the Bala Mor's kasha. The Bala Mor is, hey, wait a minute, why don't we blow the chatzotos? So the Ramban writes, Omar Kosev, Kama Harbe Shonim Gidol Bala Mor Beis Medrash. Surely the Bala Mor spent many, many years learning the Beis Medrash. Okay, and yet, the Lo Shoma Shein Somcha Osa Halacha, we rely on that halacha, the Gemara and Tainus Daf Yudalad, Shema Sechet Taniyus, Bemem Masriyin, Bishofers. Okay, we use the Shofer. Enoch and Ami, maybe the original din, our mother doesn't explain why, the original din was the Chatzotus, but we use the Shofer. That's what it says in the Gemara and Tainus. So what's he bothered by? He's bothered by why. Okay? But the Ramban cannot ignore the fact that Balamor didn't make this up. The Balamor found this in the Chulas Agonim. So Ramban, if it would be just the Balamor, the Ramban could say, I argue the Balamor, but the Balamor is quoting from Chulas Agonim. So he tries to justify it, and he says, for example, they would do, if they would go ahead, and this is what you mentioned before, and say this whole Seder with these extra brachas and so on, Taka, they would use the Chatzotos and not the Shofar. Okay? However, today we don't do it that way. Why? So the lamdu asra b'chatzos ela b'miktosh u'b'mechama shekol Yisrael kluyim b'davar. And Rambam says, when do we have this whole extra ceremony with the extra brachos and taka chatzotos? That's in Eretz Yisrael, and when this is something that affects the entire Jewish world. Okay? My time is the chatzos b'chnufa, like we said, like the Rambam said, the chatzotos when everybody can be gathered. The chol Yisrael k'sivi. Hoba almalo. Okay? Now that which we add, the next pasuk includes also other tragedies, so then it's sufficient with the shofar like Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's one answer that he gives. Another answer, Inami came to Kteida Nagu Mishofar, since it's not really Kteida to use Chatzos, doesn't say exactly why. We use the shofar, since the shofar comes from an animal, and we're supposed to feel like we're calling out like animals, Zel Tamagonim. So says Ramban. But we see anyway that the Mishon already deal with this, but again, even if we put everything we said together, it strikes me still as less than fully satisfying, because Lamaisa, Torah says to use Chatzos. So if we say it's only there to Israel, okay, that takes care of us here in Tinek, and it takes care of the Prima Gona where he lived, and the Mother of Roma where he lived, and then the Simcha and the Kavanah Sama where they lived. But today we have Jews in Eretz Yisrael, there are tzaras that affect the whole, again, if you want a whole like the Ramban, that has to affect the whole Jewish world, so maybe, I don't know, the Islamic threat that one could, what, these chatzotos? Did they really? No kidding. I didn't know that. Wow. Okay. Okay. The question, Taka, why not? I mean, you know, Lamaisa, other than, I wasn't aware of this, and other than, and we'll see in the tissue, there's a question, but Lamaisa, we don't really seem to use it. So the Aruch HaShulchan has yet a different approach. The Aruch HaShulchan, in Kofko, I didn't, I should. Okay, but we have in the Aruch HaShulchan, the present, the regular Aruch HaShulchan is in Sin Tov Kuf Ayin Rav again in Sif Gimel. Yesh Misha Hiksha, that's how I'm going to wrong. The cave of the Minotaur, Marim HaChatzos, B'Shofar B'Yisrael, Loma Ein Anorosim came, let's go, hey sir, why don't we do it? The Tainus, Shum Adar Bonan, Anu Gozim, the whole Tainus, only Adar Bonan, yet we're Gozim at Tainus. Vassua, Shum Adar Aysa, Ein Osim. V'nirali Delo Kasha Kval, Danan Tovim Kirashi V'Atur, that Tkiyas Hein B'Sof Kol Brocho Brocho. That the Tkiyas are the end of these extra brochas, Mashesh brochas on Osofas, Kamoshi's Bor later on. The cave and the eight times to be chutzar, so mainly the lekka honey shesh brachas on the sofa. Since our practice, we don't add those six brachas. You mentioned before, we don't do the whole ceremony with the extra brachas and so on. Ain't makom iskar, therefore we don't have to do it. Ah, you ask me, v'afagav the brachas v'adahem and d'abon, here's 6 points. That's only d'abon and v'asor ahead the raisa. The kalmakom, cave and the tikin are bon and be'ez amakom iskar, melech kishain z'amakom, yef shiskar, the b'shev al taisi chon lasos b'chiyad ne tiyadua. The Aruch HaShulchan says, we know that sometimes the rabbanon have the authority to uproot a daraisa by telling you not to do something. In other words, since the rabbanon really blowing the chatzos, daraisa, but since the rabbanon attached the belonging of the Chatzotah to the saying of these extra brachas Nishman Esrei. So Mamela, since we don't do the extra brachas Nishman Esrei, so Mamela we also don't do the Tkiyas. Ah, you'll tell me about the Tkiyas of the Rice, the brachas of the Avonah? Yeah, but the Chacham have the right to uproot, like they tell us. It's coming Rosh Hashanah, we're not going to blow Shofar the first day because it'll be Shabbos. So sometimes the Avonah tell us. It's a little funny application because Lamaisa, usually the Avonah have to have a reason for that. And you know, like the Shabbos, they tell us not to blow Shofar because you may carry. And what's the reason here? Huh?
Also,
right, questionable, right. So, but that's the Rosh Hashanah says, if you don't like that answer, in Halacha, the Sif Dalet gives another answer. Oh, Nero and his Daiti. The Hasra lo havim in a Torah rak bizman habayis. He says the whole thing is only bizman habayis. The whole din is only bizman habayis. The Tei Lecha. Shekeinu, sorry, if you're Shalmi, Shebeinu, in Chatzotas, rak b'miktosh. Okay? The whole Pasuk, our whole Gemara, our whole passage in the Chumash is talking about the days of the, when there's a Mishkan and a Beis HaMikdash. Other than that, we don't have it. And I guess it's because it took and begin by talking about or mention the Karbanas. So therefore, it's only at the time of this Karbanas. And the Pasuk says, V'chisavon v'chom v'artzachem, ein ze'el b'zman abayis. It's only during the time of the Zman Abayis I forgot to bring, but I think the, what's the riot there at the Mitzvah? And the Hamik Dover on his Sukkim says, because the Sukkim say at the end, when his character Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, and when is Lifnei Hashem, that's only the Beis HaMikdash. With only the status of Lifnei Hashem, or real Lifnei Hashem means in the Beis HaMikdash. I forgot to bring it.
Aren't they also, I mean, there's another thing more on Kishore's instruments.
Also,
they
yeah,
are,
right.
This is the
Kishore. Right, they're right. So among the Kishore. Good. So that's what he has. Good. Now he says, of course, Bivadai Tzilo Zokov in the Targa on the Chutzlarts. Crying out and davening is where state Zokov applies even the Chutzlarts. Could have seen in other places. That's Alakha, Vikashmishan, that's in Rosh Hanan, and so on. We are Avalo Hasra. Okay, so he says, otherwise, it goes back to our Gemara and Tainus. How can a Gemara have a kasha? What instrument do you use? And they ask, machok, a shofar, or a screaming. I mean, what do you mean? That's kasha. What instrument do you use? Look at the chumash. It says chatzotzes. How can a Gemara ask a kasha, but then Nasi and Tainus and Dalam and Olive, what instrument should we use? What do you mean, what instrument? It's a posh and chumash. Use a chatzotzes. Right? The Torah, chatzotzes scream. And a vada, the chutzar, is not a golos koi. That Gemara is obviously talking. The chutzar is when it's golos, it's obey. So oh, I feel about Eretz Yisrael, this man is there. Or the Gemara is talking about even Eretz Yisrael, this man is there, when there's no mikdash. Now, Torah seems to rock this man abayis. It was not a churban of a rock with a bonam, but a chen tikta mishofa, come over Rosh Hashanah, ken yor zayti. So, our Chashukah's answer is that the whole mitzvah of Chatzos is only the oraisa when it's mokam abayis. Again, perhaps his reason is like the Nitzim says, that it has to be lift me'ashem, lift me'ashem means b'mokam mikdash. There is another approach to Maram Shik, has also Sefer Mitzvahs, the Maram Shik, and him, in his calculation, it's Mitzvah Shin Pei Hei. The Maram Shik, he says a different answer. Again, I don't know how satisfying it is. He quotes the Ritva in the first paragraph of Tainus, the Ritva writes, Mishum Hachi, Eino Gim Ashkenaz, Lusko Beisar, it's a Dominican, all of Ashkenaz, we don't pull Shofar. The Ritva quotes that, and he writes, Pesirle Chatzotzos Dafke, the Eino Bekiyin Bohem Lasosam. We don't know exactly how to make the Chatzotzos. How are they supposed to look? What are they supposed to be made out of? Made out of silver, you know, but what is supposed, what are the measurements? Yeah, I know, so Machon HaMikdash, they have them, but I don't know, it says the Maram Shik. How do we know exactly? Maybe there's some type of a Kabbalah, some type of a tradition, how long they have to be and how thick they have to be or whatever. Since we don't know how to make it, we can't use it and finish. That's the Maram Shik, sort of a practical type of answer. We don't know how to do it. I don't know. It shouldn't matter.
The fact that there's something out there that might be true that we might not know about should prevent us from...
Yeah, that's a little bit... Not like that, but if we don't have...
It's out there and we don't know what it is.
Like, right, but the problem is...
You know, but if we don't even know... If
yeah, the horror should be not here. The answer shouldn't be not here. That's what I thought. I thought, what's the fire? You don't know how to do it, the problem is no sound. Whatever produces instrument. I don't know. Man Shik is, you know, someone with whom to reckon. That's what he says. I'll just share it with you. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Sefer Moruch Tzia, which is commentary on the tour, in this Siman Tafkuf, what is it again? Tafkuf Ayin Vav. He mentions something else. He says, "Gam." First of all, he says, "Ein ha mitzvah ela b'kohanim." The mitzvah's got to be done by kohanim. And guess what? Va'idna leka kohanim yuchosim. We don't really know who is a kohen today. we assume Yosef's a Kohen. How do you know he's a Kohen? Because he told me he's a Kohen. How do you know? Because your father told you. And how do you, his father know? Because your father told him. And when we don't know exactly who's a Kohen, that's why, again, those who have been in Eretz Yisrael know, when we separate Truman and Eretz Yisrael, we don't give it to, we burn it, we get rid of it, we throw it out. Why? Because we can't give it to a Kohen. If we can give a Kohen an Aliyah, the first Aliyah, okay, let's just say it turns out he's talking about a Kohen. It's a big deal. He got the first Aliyah. Doesn't hurt anybody. So, what? Okay, Pinya, so that's what they say. The Golan would always be looking around. There's a Kabbalah tradition that the Rappaport family has a Kohen Yuchosin, so he would always look around. He'd be pulled himself many times. All right, but in general, that's what they say. The Golan was pulled himself more than once. Try to find Kohen, I guess. Looking for a Kohen Yuchos. But anyway, the Yaakov Emden says a technical problem. We can't. He says, Lekka Kohen Yuchosin, and also the Lo Chatzotzos Sol Torah. We don't have the Torah's Chatzotzos. Okay, so that's what he says. Now, the last... Oh, did I forget to bring it? The last, in terms of the more modern Achronim, the Moshe Feinstein has a truth about this, Nigus Moshe, or Chaim Chelek Aleph Simon Kuk Samach Tez, or Chaim Chelek Aleph Simon Kuk Samach Tez, the Masha Ein Nogin is called B'tainis Tibur. He quotes this with Vaud, that, you know, the Dominican Sarfas in France, which always, and elsewhere in Europe, which always score. Why not? He says, why can't we just make it? He ain't on the whole lasso, chatzos, or kessel. What's the big deal? He can make it. Find a craftsman, an instrument maker, he can do it. Right? So he says, hina, it is, daiti mashma, shalasovim shatakim, a chatzos, and sorach, dafke, be elo, a chatzos, a shenasku, lasso, lasko, behemme, mikdash, dafke. Chidish, and Moshe says, the mitzvah is only with those chatzotas that were made to be used in the mikdash. It's not. It's like a variation we said from the Maram Shik and the Maratzia that we don't have those chatzotas. Not just we don't have them. You dafka have to have chatzotas that are usable in the base that are used in the base of mikdash. Well, I don't know what he means, the actual ones of Moshe, and I'll come to that point in a second, but it means it has to be that are used, they have to be made for use in the mikdash, then you can use those chatzotos as well for tzaraz, huh?
The klishar is gemara.
Right, exactly.
Like, once it's been used in the mikdash once, then those chatzotos could be used, the gulin, you know.
Yes, and they said that's the answer to the kasha I mentioned before. Why did the Rambam lump together? He lumped together the mitzvah of blowing the chatzotzos in conjunction with the karbonos, together with the mitzvah of blowing the chatzotzos for tzorah, l'chore, they're two different vinyanim, two different sukkim, two different vinyanim. So says the Moshe, no. L'chei nicha mashakola ramah mitzvah achas, hatzkiyas shebishas ha-karbonos, hatzkiyas shebitos ha-tzorahs, b'sefer mitzvahs mitzvah enun tez, and so on, why? And also in the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, b'shum de tzorah davka chatzos v'mikdosh. L'chein before, sh'ad ha-mitzvah mala ha-sos v'chatzotzos, sh'tzitz v'tol, the two things go together. Okay, so the Moshe has this chiddush, so to speak, and therefore we don't have the chatzotzos today. What's interesting is that there is a sefer. Again, you know, all these things are nice answers that we have. Maybe, you know, they're all, you put everything together, you have a good reason. And none of the answers themselves stand necessarily so powerful. What?
If you hold kol dafka, you hold it for the mechanics, call that.
Yeah. Oh, the Rabbanim.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so then we have it. But there's a sefer called Paneach Razo. Paneach Razo is from the Balei Tosfos Al HaTorah. Okay? Yitzchak, let's see, Paneach Razo, Birach, Yachum, Chibur Echad, Baruch Shomer, Yitzchak, Yudah, Levi, on the Balei Tosfos. So Paneach Razo writes as follows, in our Sajjah, Baal Oschom. Quote to Medes Tanchuma, but Tanchuma Esau, when it says, Asei Lecho, Asei Chatzos, listen to this, but Tanchuma Esau Lecho, Letzarchecho. You, Moshe, make that it's for your benefit. The people will sound the trumpet, like when the king comes, you know, the king's riding, so they blow the chatzotos when Moshe came. Okay, and Moshe had a dinner of melech, that's not my issue now. But listen to what it says. Uchishemes Moshe nignezu. When Moshe Rabbeinu died, these chatzotos were disposed of, put in shamans and gnezah, buried, whatever. Velo ha'yalav ma'alesof es Yisrael. And there was nothing left to gather the Jewish people, no chatzos left, but Haraya was there. Kishetzor al Yericho. When they surrounded Yericho, what did they use? Shofars. Right? They blew the shofar. Okay, Shetzor al Yericho, lo makino and kim shofars. Okay, that's what the Paneach Razo says. The problem is, right away, what's that?
No one told them to do that.
Correct. But okay, that's a quote. Then he said, but for the bigger problem, I mean, another problem, the Tema, the Besamach, see what I mean? The next Pasuk says, this is very nice, Moshe, you make it, and it's only for you. You know, for example, I want to talk about, you're not allowed to use the king's clothing or his what do you call it, the scepter, and so on. So this is Moshe's belongings, so no one else should use it besides Moshe. Moshe didn't have Malach. That's very nice. And that's why Yericho, even Yoshua couldn't use it, he had to use sulfurs when they fought the battle of Yericho and so on. So it says the Panechah, very nice, but the Tema, the Besamach, what's the Pasuk say? Ksiv, Kisavol, Becham, Behartachem. It says later on in the same section, use the Chatzotas for a war. It's after Moshe's time. The Artachem, right? Moshe never went in. So obviously, it's talking about using the Chatzotas later. The Yesh Lomar, the Sifri, he quotes an astonishing Sifri, Omru, Bechisavol, Becham, Behartachem. You know what it means? But Muhammad's Gogu Mogogu Medaber. It's not talking about any old war. That's talking about loss of Lovo, so in the future, the battle of Gogu Mogog. And it gives it a simpler answer. Inami, so Moshe Nigas of Achrina have a love. They made new ones, so that's a simple answer. They buried Moshe and they made new ones that had them. But I'm just, I'm interested in the first one, that they didn't use Chatzotus after, you know, after Moshe. And I, the Pasuk, because of all the Chom Arts, I'm not talking about any old war. They're talking only about Gog and Magog. They'll get again Moses again, they'll use him again, loss of love of Tom Mashiach, whatever. Ah, you'll ask me, so what about with the Karbonos, we know in the Mikdash, you have Mishnayos and Gemara, they talk about the Blonah. So it's interesting that the Chatzot, those Chatzotzes were different Chatzotzes. That's how it appears in the Gemara Menachos of Chav Chas and Reis. They were not the Chatzotzes of silver. And that's what Tosus points out. So, Gemara Menachos, Dav Chof Ches, the Gemara speaks about things made from animals. You know, these are silver. The ones in the Torah are silver. Selecha, Stei Chatzosos Kesef. They're made out of silver. It appears from the Gemara and from the, he quotes Tosus in the Dav Chof Ches, Chatzosos quotes that they make things out of different materials and so on. Because the Gemara says Moses were kosher only for his generation, but the rest were Ladoros. So Rabbeinu Tam says, this is Chof Ches Manalf Menachos, but even last the Chatzotzos. Rabbeinu Tam writes, Tifrin, B'shtei Chatzotzos Halakon, B'shol Kesev, V'alavim, Shol Karnei Behem, Halakon, so there were different Chatzotzos. And I guess used perhaps for different circumstances. So the fact that we speak about Chatzotzos to the Karbonos, maybe they were talking about these, I don't know, maybe they were talking about these other Chatzotzos. We put that together with this Kameach Raza, so then we can say as follows. Maybe the original, the whole original din of the Chatzotzos is sort of a Harosh Shah, if you will, in the days of Moshe, not Harosh Shah, in the temporary mitzvah, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, but subsequently, Chatzotzos was a possibility, but not Likuva. That's what I'm suggesting. It was maybe the Chatzotzos were not Ma'ake, even though the Torah says to you Chatzotzos, but you only insisted on the Chatzotzos in the days of Moshe. That's the Pshat HaSeilach. The problem is, remember, the Pasuk says, Chukas, what's the Lashon over there? It says in the end of Pasuk, Yechess, it says, V'ayu Lachem L'chukas Olam. L'chukas Olam. Yeah, but maybe the Chukas Olam is on the, like we saw in the Rambam, the Rambam links things together. He links the screaming, the tefillah, the prayer together with Chatzotzos. So maybe, I'm just suggesting, I'm just going to say this, but maybe it's the Chatzotzos are not Ma'akev. In other words, the actual trumpets, like the Panech Raza says, at least that one answer, those were Moshe Rabbeinu's, they were Nignaz after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that was, at that time, they had to have Chatzotzos in Mishkan, when it was time to assemble everybody, it was time to march forward, and you know, that's what the context here is, it's time to move in the desert. So then you needed the Chatzotzos Kesef, there was also Moshe Rabbeinu. Subsequent times, Chatzotzos could work. Okay. Again, even if you want to take the sifrei that the Panach Raza quotes that it's referring to loss of love, but even if you don't want to take that, maybe I'm just suggesting maybe Chatzotzos are not Ma'akev. It's interesting in the Sefer Time of the Krah, and this will finish, which is Baruch Chaim Kanievsky.
What do you mean by Ma'akev?
In other words, you could use soap is also good. The idea is to produce the sound. Yeah, that's my suggestion. Maybe it's not, that this particular instrument is not Ma'akev. I'm going to clarify.
You're saying that okay. The Rambam said Rosh Hashanah and you use the hell that you blow shofar through the...
to wake people up. Yeah, maybe. Because that's what he says here also, whatever the sound is. And maybe that explains how Machlokas in the Gemara. You use a shofar, you use Amen, you scream, it's also more of people, right? And you're shrying. And so I'm just suggesting that maybe the answer to the whole kasha that we have, And I didn't see this anywhere, and we have other answers from the great Gedolim, either the, like the Shulchan Aruch says, there was only no Geb is Man HaBayis, or maybe only Eretz Yisrael, maybe only like Ramban says when it's all of Christ. So all the answers that we gave, I mean, they're all answers. And the truth is, before I finish my answer, I should tell you the Dain Waldenberg, the Sitra Eliezer, in Chelek Yud Al Hashim and Tez Zayin, has a tshuva that it says, Odos Tekir B'Shov Chatos Be'Yitzar V'Aydei HaKos HaMarovis. That's what you were referring to, I guess. Well, I mean, he wrote this a long time ago. I didn't know it before. This was Tavshin Lamed. So, I guess something was going on there. But the he summarizes some of the reasons. I just saw this Mamash before come to the Shia. So, he says, L'maisa, you have a lot of reasons not to do it, and he says, if we do use it, and we're not doing it properly, because we don't have the right kohanim, we don't have the right thing, so maybe it's a negative, that's what he says is the reason why we don't do it. He kind of puts everything together. Not everything we said does he quote, but he quotes some of it. But I'm suggesting a little differently, that maybe that, again, along the lines of this Paneach Raza, that it was Nignaz after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the only time the Chatzotos per se were Ma'akev the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and there are many dinner Chatzotos. For example, Aser Chostei Chatzotos Kesed, they have to be exactly equal. So the time of the Korah, Chan Kanievsky writes, on our Sedra, he says, Uvnei Aaron HaKohanim Yisku B'Chatzotzos. Chan Kanievsky notices that B'chol HaParsha K'siv Chatzotzos Choser Vav. How do you spell Chatzotzos? Ches Tzadi Vav, Tzadi Reish, and then another Vav, or not? So in our Parsha, you look at the Tzukim, and most of the time the second Vav is not there. It says Chatzotzos, except in one Pasuk. He quotes the Gemara in Sukkah, and he says that when you can add on to the, and have more than two chatzotzos and make more sounds, so then you don't have to follow the strict dinim, so to speak, of the chatzotzos. We learned that just before the shtei chatzotzos is huge shovels, right? Shtei chatzotzos should have to be exactly shovels b'mara or b'koma, or have to look the same and be decorated the same, look exactly the same. However, he says mistaber says of Chaim Kanievsky the din zeh ain't el b'shtei chatzotzos. That's only have the two chatzotzos. Al nosif and al chatzotzos ain't soch shu shovel la'elu to lo gar mishar kleshir. There are other instruments in Beis Hamikdash. I think they have Machon HaMikdash also, other instruments that they use, harps or whatever, there are other things behind that glass, I forget what all the instruments were, but there are other instruments. So then they have one too, they don't have to follow the same, all the same dinim. It could perhaps extrapolate from here is that the Kepeda, for example, the Kohanim blow it, that's only when you have the two original Chatzotzos, so that's what mentioned Molly there. I don't want to dash it myself, but I mean, maybe the other times, you blow for a time of a tzara, then the restrictions, that's around six problems, not a problem, it doesn't have, we use a shofar because you don't have to use chatzotzos. There's nothing gained by chatzotzos. It could be that the shofar accomplishes the same thing. And Taki wouldn't have to have kohanim either. But all of the restrictions, perhaps don't apply. So this is a suggestion again, you know, Lamar of Rome raised a kasha, leaves it with Tzorachi, and so it's a good kasha. So, but again, everybody, we have different answers. Again, I'm a little surprised that one of them didn't refer to that Balamor and that Rad that we mentioned, who were asking it slightly different, but in a similar question. Okay, the Chashokan is a good teretz, and we've applied the Ramban's teretz, and we can figure out different reasons why it shouldn't apply today. What I'm adding on just the Nofach Mishali is the idea that perhaps since the original Chatzotos, according to that Medrash, which the Tanchum, which the Paneach Raza quote, that was buried at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, means they didn't need them. You weren't knocking. You could have Chatzotos, could have a shofar, and the shofar accomplished the same thing, so that's why we're, and so does, by extension we could say, so does the tefillah. You know, the screaming out and the passion pleas of work as well, maybe accomplish the same thing. So this is something to think about, to think of and for listening. Wish everyone a good Shabbos.